The Gemara had a discussion. If somebody is killed by Bezdin, does that person, because of the Misa, all of a sudden get kapara or not? Should we assume that if someone was killed by Yedei Bezdin, that means he got kapara or not? And really what emerged from the Gemara, it sounds like, is it was a major machlokes ha-meiram. Rav Yosef and Rav on the one hand, Abai on the other hand. The Gemara said that even if you're going to tell me that the Misa gives him kapara, could be it's only Misa and Kfura, could be it's even Misa, Kfura, and equal Basar. Another thing we saw in the sugya was that if somebody is just mace mitaych rishai, somebody dies a natural death, and he just didn't get around to do tshuva before he left the world. So that person, for sure, that's what Din V'cheshbon is all about. There's no way in the world that there's going to be any groisa kapara because of the Misa. Now, Misa is mechaper every sense, but we can't assume that all of a sudden the person's not a Rasha, and all of a sudden his balance sheet is clean, and all of a sudden he doesn't have any averus that he has to worry about. Another thing we saw in the Gemara was that if someone was nerag al yedei malchus, if somebody was killed al yedei the akum, so then for sure he's going to get kapar. In fact, if you do a proper sikum on the Gemara, it sounds like there's three categories. If someone's mace b'toich rishai, then for sure, we assume that if he was a Rasha a minute before he died, he's still a Rasha a minute after he died. He's going to need Gehenim, Yud Beis Chodesh, etc. to get Kapar. If someone was killed, Al Yedei Malchus, Al Yedei Akum, then for sure, his Misa gets him Kapar. Ad Kidei Kach, that Rava said, Mizma La'asav Alikim Bo, Goy Menach L'Sech, Timel L'Sech, Kachech, Nosnu, Es Nivlas Avodecha, Machal Oif, La'if HaShemayim is referring to Rishoyim that were killed. Like this is Surka the Churban. That because of the fact that they were killed, all of a sudden they're Nivlas Avodecha. All of a sudden they're treated like a lot. And it sounds like everybody agrees with that. And then finally, in the event that someone's killed Ayidei Bez, then that seems to be a big Machloikis Ameira. But as it relates to someone that was killed, Ayidei the Malchus, someone that was killed Ayidei the Akum, it sounds like from the Gemara, just learning the Gemara, Daf Yomidig, this person goes to a Bechin of Avodecha. Right, what does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? What was the Hesped that the Torah gives on Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayomas Moshe Eved Hashem. To be an Eved Hashem is a grace of Madriga. We want to be Bonim and not Avodim. We understand that. But in the context of being an Eved Hashem, that's a tremendous, tremendous Madriga. So I'll tell you something interesting. There's a tshuva from the Hilgich Sam Sofer, and this is in Yerudei Chelik base. It's Shuva Shin Lamed Gimel. I'll read the Shuva inside. B'yoyim Erev Shabbos Kodesh Shoiftim Tof Kuf Ayin Aleph. That's 1811 Limespuram. Hiviu Lekan Ish Kodesh Hanereg Bidei Akum Roitzeach. They brought to us an Ish Kodesh who was killed al Yedei an Akum Roitzeach. Meaning there was a Yid who was killed al Yedei a Goy. V'nikba B'yoyim Aleph Shal Achrav. And he was buried on the Sunday afterwards. So they brought this person, this corpse, on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. The Nikbar B'Yoyim Aleph. Ushmoy Rav David ben Rav Yosef Shachar Lizal Hashem Yim Kom Domai. Ve'yoyis Kizikne V'Roshay HaChevri Kadisha Hoyu B'Shuk Pest. The Chevri Kadisha, they were all not around in the city. They weren't in Prishbarg. They weren't Pes. V'anasharim boy, ina b'kim b'menhogei HaChevri Kadish. Just even though they're some of the younger members of the HaChevri Kadisha, but they don't know all the nuances and all the halachas. Al came bo v'shaluni, they came to me and they asked me, in l'koivre b'kivrei avoysav, should they bury this person b'kivrei avoysav, or maybe they shouldn't bury this person together with avoysav. So Chassam Sofer says like this, they found this person, he was killed. This was a homicide, he was murdered. He was murdered by a Roitzeach, Hashem Yim Kom Davai. And this person was brought to Prishbarg, and there was a Shaila, there was a whole Chakira, should they bury him together with his family in the Chelka, or maybe they should bury him B'Mokim B'Fnei Atzmai. Now the Chassam Sofer said the Chevra Kedisha wasn't there, otherwise the Chevra Kedisha would have passed in the Shaila, but no one was there that knew, so they brought the Shaila to me. Now what was the tzad that they shouldn't bury him with his family? What did this person do wrong? Listen to this. Kishamru Oymen, because they heard people saying that the Gemara says, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, Afal Pi Shebatul Arba Misas Bezdin, but Din Arba Misas Bezdin Loi Batul. And the Gemara goes on to say that if someone's Chayiv Skila, gets Skila. And if someone's Chayiv Saif, he gets Saif. And this person was killed, he was beheaded, he was killed with a sword, he was mamish killed by this Reitzeach. So they tain it, and the fact that this person got Saif says, Lach ha-mechuyev mises bezden. And ha-mechuyev mises bezden ain't koivir noise be-kivri ha-voiso. So this is the shnaylet that they asked the Heilige Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer said like this. He said, the first thing I want you to know is that if the Chevre Kadisha was here, I wouldn't pass in the shaylet. Because the Chevre Kadisha know the minig, and they know how you go about things like this. And whatever the minig is, right? I'm not even going to write a truth on this. But Hayoyis the Chevre Kedisha are not here. And Lamaisa, we have to bury this mace right now. So we have to figure out what to do. So therefore, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write a Shiloh. So he said as follows. He said, it's posha to me ad l'ma'oid. He said that although the Shoyalim have a good chap, that din arba mises bezin le'batol, and if that's the case, it's a little bit mashma, this person was Chaim Mises Bezin, and someone that's Chaim Mises Bezin, you can't bury him together with everybody else. But let me just read a few excerpts. He says, Masha Amru din dal Mises loy batl, rotzo loy mar, mishen is Chayiv Saif nimsa lamachas. So he says like this, Tenech, that would make sense. He have Amrino, and if the Gemara would say, mishen nimsa lamachas mischayiv Saif. If the Gemara would say that any time a person is killed with a Saif, it means he was chayiv saif. Oz ho yisi yoy mekla. They call me shenerek bidei goyim who mechayiv mises besin. Obe Rabbi Akiva mechaveirav. Vaharuge lud mayikil meimar. Aval chazal nizaru bedevrayim. Vaamru mishen is chayiv saif nimsal amalchus. Aval loy call mishen nimsal amalchus is chayiv saif. Umikolshkin hanerek al yedei reitzeach ha'irav leda. Ve'im kein, you ready for this line? Ukmele becheskus tzitkus ve'kashrus ve'kodosh ye'oymaloi. If that's the case, this yid, Reb David ben Reb Yosef Shachlus, he says he has a cheskus kashrus ve'kodosh ye'oymaloi. And Chalila, how could you say that he's chayv mises bezin? What does this Chassam Sofer remind you of? Chassam Sofer and Tshuva Shin Lamed Zion, where he talks about Reb Schari ben Reb Yedidya. Remember this yid who was in a backyard, he was a kohen, and he was having a business meeting, and all of a sudden he sees a matseva there, and Reb Schari ben Yedidya, and it was mace by Reb Yom Kippur, and the guy some ice, and the some soif of paskin on this yid, Reb Schari ben Reb Yedidya, that he's an ish kosher. Oikmele acheskis kach. Chassam Sofer never saw me, he passed away hundreds of years earlier. So Chassam Sofer says it again over here, that as it relates to this yid, oikmele becheskis tzitkus vekashrus vekodosh yeyomeloi. Then the Chassam Sofer went weiter. He said, "Va'oidani mevi raya berura." It's just kedai to read this inside because we just learned the Gemara. Me shasan hedjum emches amadalf. It should say mem zayin amadalf. The shokul v'tori bekotche shemaim shel anchi irani dachas. My time me'im makriven oisei. Hamikivan the ikdal havalei kaparo. Afilu meis betach rishai. Kidechsev nosnu es nivlas abadecha meichel oif. Afagaf the hoyer rishaim umeisu mitoich risham karulei abadecha umeshani meis bidei akum the loy bedin mikdali havalei kaparo. Afilu meis betach rishai. Mashe Enke meis bebezin shall yisrael lehavli kaparu atchen esakel abasser va'oz malakte ma'atzamis v'koyber noise v'kivis avoysim ayin shom. Beautiful sikum on the Gemara. Says the Chassam Sofer, v'yesh lul moid misham tarti. I learned two things from this Gemara. Chod, di have a mischaper b'misa koydim de chazu tzari de kivri v'koydim ikul abasser hayu koyber noise miyad b'kivri avoysim. If there would have been a kapara for the Mechuyuve Mises Bezdin immediately with the Misa, it's Mavur and the Sugya, they would have buried him together with his Mishpacha. Elo Danerg Biat Bezdin, Lesley Kapara, Elo Achar Ikulabasa. Alkein Nimsiru. Beis batei kvaris lebezin. That's why you had to have the batei kvaris. So, kila mishma. Another thing you see in that gemara is the nerug b'deyakum nischapalim biyad terem tsayre de kivra. Darei oisan shahayu meichel oif shamayim lechazu tsayre de kivra. Right? They never had Tzara de Kivra. They were eaten up by the birds. V'gam b'teref nosnu la'if ha-shamayim. Even before the oif ha-shamayim took them, karulu avodecha. The pasuk already calls them avodecha. Shari oimer nosnu nivlas avodecha maicha la'if. Shma mina me'ato sheniktalu kari le'miyad avodecha v'neskapalem. Imkein roi u'mechuyav l'koivram b'kever avoyseyem. And this is Be'erich, Potz Pachas Yosef, the Tshuva from the Heilig Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer Paskin, but again, this Shaila, this person whose name was Rab David ben Rab Yosef Shachlis, by the way, so I looked up in the Sefer Isham L'Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, right, there's a Sefer, it's called Isham L'Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, good luck finding it. But this Sefer does exist, if you could find it, if you're so lucky. And in the Sefer, there's a bio on every person mentioned in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. So whether it's a Shoyal, or whether it's just someone that's the subject of the Tshuva, like this tshuva right here. Anyone that's mentioned in the tshuva's Chassam Sofer, they tried their best to try to tell us a little bit about him. So I looked up and I gave this tshuva, and sure enough, it's Kuf Nun Dalid Rav David Shachlis. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right. So who was he? Ben Rav Yosef Shachlis Be Preshbar. And this is what it says on his matzeva. It sounds like we might have his matzeva. But Nusach Matzeva reads as follows. Chad Me Chevre Kadisha. Isn't that ironic? He himself was from the Chevre Kadisha. Oisek Minu Urav Adyoy Moisei Be Mitzvahs Bikur Choylem U Be Kfuras Hamesim Ve Gam Hoye Kamashonim Gabay De Pekuach Nefesh Ve Nerek Be Ad Oral This is what it says in his matzeva. But isn't it interesting? This is a yid who was oisik min uravad yoy moisoy be mitzvahs biker chayil mekfuras hameisim. What was he zoicha to? He's in a tshuvas chsam soifer in one of the most important tshuvas nevuah sheutzuch ledayris beinyan kfuras meisim. It's unbelievable, right? So when he was killed, homicide, ay keferlich nebuch. In the moment, it looked like the greatest tzara in the world shaloi tavoy. Abul Amaisi goes down number one with a psak from the chsam. And he was the one that gave us this tshuva from tshuvas chsam soif. He's mamash a chelik of Torah l'dayri dayris. But the bottom line is just a little bit of how it played itself out. But this was the tshuva from the chsam soif. The truth is like this. The truth is that the ikur premise of the chsam soif, that someone that's nereg al yidei akum kodesh yomer loy, meaning on some level he's treated a little bit differently. He gets kapara. Chsam soif bite it from our gemara. The Kadmonim already bite it. Has to be, right? It's a Mefurash Gemara. And really, it's a Ramah. The Ramah is in Yerideya, Simin Shin Mem, it's Sifhei. The context over there is a mummer that dies. So the Ramah says, Ein Misablin Olav. We don't mourn a mummer. This is where the Taz brings that Rabbeinu Gershon had a son that was Hamer Dasai. Rabbeinu Gershom sat Shiva 14 days. He said, Kavuchayim L'shchina Arba Asur Yoyim. It's a big Shaila if he sat Shiva on him as soon as he became a mummer. Or it was only after he died. It's a question what the gears is in this task. But the bottom line is this is the context over here. That a mummer in Misablin Olav, says the Ramah, V'yeshoim, she mummer she nerak bidei goyim, a mummer that's killed by yidei goyim, Misablin Olav. Then already we're Misabl. Says the Vilna goyim abir agro, and the Shach already said it. What's the mekar to this halacha? That a mummer that's nerak bidei goyim, Misablin Olav, ayin sanhedrin, daf memzayin, omid alef, and memzayin, omid beis. It's today's daf, that even a mummer, even a mummer, right? The Yidden who were killed at the time of the Charban, they were, many of them were mumarim, they wiped their Avodah Zarah. But afilu hachi, even a mummer, once he's nerag al yidei akum, misablin olav. You know why misablin olav? Because he doesn't have a din of a mummer. And the Shach speaks out, rochel bit chaktano. It's even if he didn't do tshuva, because no mention of tshuva, where's the tshuva? So even if he was meis b'tai chrisha, the whole sugya screams it. Again, after you learn this Gemara, there's no chiddush over here. It's a mefurish Gemara. We're just bringing out vashteta on the Gemara. So the Chassam Sofer was talking about in Hilchis Kvura, that was the shayla that was asked to him with the chap of the shayla, but it's a mefurish halach in Hilchas Avelos that even though a mummer ain't misablin olav, but at the same time, to the extent that the person was nerag bidei goyim, not even malchus, the Gemara says malchus, nerag bidei goyim misablin olav, and the Shach speaks out mefurish even if he did not do tshuva. So it's a fascinating concept that you can have someone who's a rasha, but if he's killed al yedei a goy, he's nereg al yedei goyim, he suddenly gets upgraded, he gets a tremendous kapara. He gets a kapara. Now, what does that mean? Is his matzav in the next world? It's bahadei kafshei derachman olam alach. Right? Ayin lay ras al kim zulasach. We don't know. We don't know v'stutzach in yanavelt. But at the same time, what we do know is v'shteit in the Gemara. And what we do know is v'shteit in Ramah. And what we do know is v'shteit in Shach in Goyin. And what we do know is v'shteit in Chuvas Chassam Sofer. And that is that if someone is a rasha, he's a mummer, and he's nereg al yedei goyim, he gets upgraded to the madrega of avodecha. And that's a good, good, good place to be. It's a very, very chashuv madrega. So here's the shayla. Here's the shayla. This is where it gets interesting. And that is the Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amud Beis. It's also Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun. It's a well-known Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Yosef, when he was not well, so he said that he had like a little bit of a, like an out-of-body experience, right? And he said, Shamati Shayu Oimrim. I heard that they were saying, Ashrei Misha Balukan V'Talmudei Biyadei. Shamati Shayu Oimrim. I also heard them saying, Harugei Malchus Ein Bria Yechoy L'Lamay B'chid Sasa. That if someone is killed, Al Yedei the Malchus Ein Bria Yechoy L'Lamay B'chid Sasa. They have such a special place in Gan Eden that there's no one in the world that can even be B'chid Sasa. The Gemara says, Man Ninu. When Rabbi Yosef said that he heard this Paschal say, "Ein aruge malchus embriyu chel lamim chitzas," who was he referring to? Ilemi Rabbi Kiva v'chaverov. Did he mean Rabbi Kiva v'chaverov? Mishum aruge malchus v'zuloi. No one could be b'mchitzas Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva is shunari nunchari bina nunchari kedusha. It's pasha why nobody could be with him. Says the Gemara, Elamai, you know who it is? It must be the Haruge Lod. So who are the Haruge Lod? So the Haruge Lod is referring to the two brothers, Pappus and Linus. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Chesam Beis, Pappus Ben Yehuda, Brochus Samach Aleph Amid Beis, right? When Pappus Ben Yehuda tells Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shen Nitfas Al Divrei Torah, Oilei Lo Pappus, Shen Nitfas Al Dvarim B'Telem, it was Ayan Al Dvarim B'Telem. But the bottom line is, we know a little bit about the story of Pappus and Linus. These were Yidden that were Moise Nefesh because of, right, the short version of it is that Kesar's daughter had been murdered, and they were blaming the Jews, and he said, because of that, all the Jews are going to be killed. Unless the real person that's guilty steps forward and confesses the sin, we're going to kill everybody. And Pappus and Linus realized that everybody was going to get killed, so they stepped forward and they said, we did it, even though they didn't do it, and they were killed. So that's who Pappus and Linus is. They were on a very, very high madrigo. And the Gemara comes out that Haruge Malchus Ein Briya Yechayla Lama Ben Chitzasan is talking about Pappus and Linus, which Kipshuta means then not anyone that's killed by Malchus, but someone that's on a high madrega. The Rambam in his Igeres Hashmad, so the Rambam Toich Dvarov, he says as follows. He talks about the Maila Elyoina of someone that dies al Kiddush Hashem. He says Ve'isha Yizakeu Akel Lalois Ben Maila Elyoina Kazois. Now the context of the Rambam, I'm picking up in the middle of a paragraph, is Yehoru Gaval Yavar. So, for example, Chava v'Shiva Bonel, the Gemara in the Sugya of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, where someone's told, bow down to the cross or we'll kill you, right? Someone that dies, Al Kiddush Hashem. So the Rambam says, V'ishe yizakeyu hakel. Someone that has the schus, is the schus. Lalois b'mayla el yoyna kazois. To go and reach such a madrega. Kaloymer. Shenereg al Kiddush Hashem. Afilu hoyu avaynoisav kemayurovam ben avat v'chaveirov. It's a pun, right? Because the Gemara, when it talks about the Haruge Malchus, talks about Rabbi Akiva Mechaveirov. So the Rambam says, "Afilu hoyu avoynoisav kama yuravam benavot v'chaveirov, hu meyolam abba, v'afilu loy hoyu talmid chacham." Even if he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, the Kach Amar Aleim Mashalo, Imakim Sharuge Malchus Oyim Dem Ein Kol Briya Yechayla Lame Bim Chitzasan. Maninu Il Em Rabbi Akiva Mechaverev Kolshke. They could tell you myself. El Haruge Lod. It doesn't mean Rabbi Akiva Mechaverev. Fakert. You could be Kiyurav and Benevot Mechaverev. Even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, but if someone's Nerag Al Kedushas Hashem, this person is going to reach a Maila El Yoyna to the point that Ein Kol Briya Yechayla Lame Bim Chitzasan. So we talk about someone that's killed out Yedei Akum. So we have the sugya that we're learning right now with all the halachic implications. But then there's a whole nother element, and that's the Haruge Malchus. And the question really is, who are these Haruge Malchus? Right? Who are they? So again, from the Gemara, we said Haruge Lod. And Rashi's Mefarish with Haruge Lod, it's Pappus and Linus. I don't know, in the Rambam it sounds a little vaguer, right? The Rambam says you can be Kimoyurov and Benavat Mechaveirov. He's already going to be a Ben Olam Abba. Oh, but even then, the Rambam said it in the context of someone who didn't want to be Oyver Avay Dezara. Somebody that, you know, didn't want to be Oyver Gila Raya Shvichas Dob, where the mitzvah is Kiddush Hashem, or the Shas Hashmad, and even want to change the color of his shoelaces. But the point is that he's doing a mitzvah right now of Kiddush Shem Shamayim. This person reaches a maila that's mamish el yoyna from all the other mailas. But what about someone that just dies? Al Yedei Akum. He was killed. He was killed Al Yedei Akum. Or even more than that, he was killed Al Yedei Akum because of the fact that he's a Yid. Where does that fall into this category? So again, someone that's Nereg Al Yedei Akum Avodecha. After that, you can't look at him the same way. You can't say that a minute before he died, he was a Rosh, a Memela, that's who he is. You can't say it. It's a Toyib Advar Mishnah. It's a Toyib that anyone who says that is, it's Pashit, it's coming from Amaratzis. It's coming because he doesn't know Sanhedrin Mem Zayin, he doesn't know Chuvus Chasam Soif, Yeridea Shin Lam Gimel, and he doesn't know an Ophin Ramah, a Shach and a Vilna Goyin, Yeridea Simon Shin Mem, right? I think that's pretty clear what's coming out over here. The question is, does this person who is killed, and maybe he was killed because he's a Yid, does he even go into a whole other category? I'm going to tell you something interesting. You know, we spoke at a raid bite on Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Zayin, right? That's the infamous daf. You can't say that. But that's the daf that's almost entirely Toisvis and is Messiah from the Mechsaluza that said that the Bali Toisvis were all on death row and they were mamish about to be killed. And while they wrote with their blood, they wrote this long Toisvis about Paraduma, it's all about Taira, right? That's what's going on in that Toisvis. And we spoke a little bit about the life and times of the Bali Toisvis. And people, we don't appreciate it. We sit down, you learn a Geshmaker Rashi and a Geshmaka Tosfos, and you're having a great time, and you don't realize the adversity that these Rishonim were writing under and everything that was going on. There's a tshuva from the Maril, where the Maril was asked. It's in Shaul's Tshuvas Maril Simon Tzadik Tes. So someone tells the Maril, I heard a psak from the Maram in Rotenberg, that the Maram in Rotenberg said that if someone was Nereg al Kiddush Hashem, if somebody was Nereg al Kiddush Hashem, his children should not say Kaddish over him. And the reason is because you say Kaddish to give kapara for the person that died. And this person who was Nereg al Kiddush Hashem does not need kapara. Doesn't need kapara. Nobody can be b'mchitzasai. So what does he need kapara for? Look what the Rambam writes in his Igeres Hashmat. He said, this person doesn't need kapara, and it's for that reason he shouldn't say kapara. So the Maril writes back like this. He says that this psak from Ram Rutenberg I never heard, and I'm not mekabel the psak. It can't be. Oh, but the hergish is haflovafel. He says, the hergish of the psak, yeah, it's a meridige hergish. But he says, you want to know the psak? He says, no way. But someone that dies al Kiddush Hashem, there's a Maram Rutenberg that's quoted in the Tshuvas Maril. Again, the Maril doesn't like it. But there is such a psak out there that could be the children don't even have to say Kaddish. I'll tell you another Maram Malkim. And this is a Tshuva from the Marachar Zeruah. And this is a Tshuva Yudal. Marachar Zeruah was their Zeruah's son. And this is a Tshuva from the Marachar Zeruah. And if you go through the Tshuva inside, you'll see it's mamish. It's an Iyun Shir. It's a clinic on Ardaf. It's Mamish Sanhedrin Mem Zayin. This is where all these sugyas play themselves out. It's Mamish playing itself out on today's daf. But the bottom line is, in this Gemara, he's talking about different things about people that died al Kiddush Hashem, Ayin Shon. Toich Dvarov, he brings from the Sefer HaMikzois, one of the Rishonim, from the Sefer HaMikzois, that he saw from the Sefer HaMikzois, that the Sefer HaMikzois said that if somebody dies al Kiddush Hashem, I'll read it inside, Mishe Nereg al Yichud Hashem, Val Kiddush Hashem Baruch Hu. Bein b'shas Hashmad, bein shaloi b'shas Hashmad. Going to Amrilei Plach Lavei Dazara. V'iloi Katil Malach. U'masar Atzmei Lomisa V'nerak. Oy Nitzlav. I wasn't meant to be Nitzlav. He was crucified. Oy Nisraf Al Yichud Hashem. Kiven Shekiddush Hashem B'nafshoi U'begufoi. Kol Yisrael Chayobin L'sabal Olav. All of Klal Yisrael has to mourn him. V'lekroya enterize Kriya. U'lehaspida b'bate Knesiois u'bate Midrashois. The Ishtoi Loiti. And his wife should never get married. This is what the Maracha Zeruah brings from the Sefer HaMikzois. That someone that's Nereg al Kiddush Hashem, Gantz Klal Yisrael has an obligation to mourn this person. And then he throws it in the end. Now why Ishtoi Lo Tinasei Olamos? I'm not sure. What it reminded me of a little bit was the Gemara in Aseichas HaPayalim. But the Gemara said after Rav Shimon passed away, so Rav Yudah Nasi wanted to marry his wife. And she sent back a letter. And we spoke out at the time for Rav Shlomo Zalman Bruin. He brings from a Kadman that said that after the Magid Mishnah was Nifter, so the Ritva wanted to marry the Magid Mishnah's Amada, she sent the same Shlichas. It's a little reminiscent, right? This person is such a Kaddish. Now, why isn't Lomdus not such a Tushtel? Because she was never Nishtamish B'Kaddish. She became a Kaddish while he died. No, we can't clarify. But the bottom line is, this is what he brings. So you see what it means, someone that's Nereg al Kiddush Hashem. When someone's Nereg al Kiddush Hashem, there's a whole different Shulchan Aruch. Maram Rutenberg said you don't even have to say Kaddish on such a person. The Marachar Zeruah said that he brings from the Sefer HaMikzois that all of Klai Yisrael has to mourn him and there's an Inyan of Ishtar Leitinas Yelamas. So someone that's killed Ayyidei Akram, does that Mamish fall into that category? M'chayrin not, right? But I'll tell you something very, very interesting. I saw a tshuva, and this is in the Shailos of Tshuvas Dvar Yehoshua, from Hagoyin Agoda Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg, of Kastner Train and of Bell's fame. But Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg, he has a tshuva, and this is in Chelekei, it's Simen Lamed Zayin. And in this tshuva, Rabbi Shua Mendel Arenberg was very, very feisty. He said that, I just came across a journal, one of the Hapardes journals. So we know once upon a time, Torah used to be disseminated through journals. And one of the more famous ones was the Hapardes journal, right? It made its rounds in the United States. And he said he came across a Hapardes journal. It's in the year Tovshin Zayin. And he saw that one of the editors of the journal threw out the possible suggestion. He said that it's post the Holocaust right now. And there were 6 million Kedoshim that just died al Kiddush Hashem. So he said that could the women, the wives of these Kedoshim, can they get married? Or maybe because of the Sefer HaMikzois that the Marachar Zeruah brings, there's a bechin of Ishtoi Lo Tinasei, they're Kedoshim. So if they're Kedoshim, maybe they shouldn't be able to get married. This is the Shaila that was posed in a journal that was making its rounds, that were literally being dropped off by a delivery boy in front of people's doorsteps, right? This is the Shaila that went around. And Rabbi Shimon Mendel saw this, and he said, I want you to know, I'm in a place now, I have no svarim next to me. About a pen and a paper, and I'm going to write a machon now on this. He says, do you know how much tsar and how many tears Gedolei Yisrael cried? Because there's a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam, and look at Rabbi Yitzchak Chana, and look at Rabbi Chaim Veloshin, and look at the Gedolei Yisrael. They said, "Kulas ben benoy shal kulas," and you're going to put out there, let's make tens of thousands of women all of a sudden agunas ishta like tinasei alamis because of a sefer mikzoyis that the Maracher Zeruah brings. He says, "Harbe yesh laheshev al ze." Oh, but the hergish, who's the Yiddish arts? How do you write something like this? He says, "It's a chutzpah. How could you do this?" He said, "I'm being moicha becholat kifus." He said, "I understand something like this. Do you know if we paskin like the Sefer HaMikzayis? Do you know that? One shita." He said, "Because on one shita you're going to tell 10,000 women you can't get married now?" He says, "How can you even say this?" And he said, one person picks up this journal and has epis vas, I hear in his mind that maybe I'm not supposed to get married. Do you know what kind of carbon you could bring in this world? He says, he was so angry. It's unbelievable. Mamish fire and brimstone, the way he wrote this tshuva. And he said, just because he said it, he was talking about Ayin Sham. There's a lot going on there. But the bottom line is, it comes down to this Shaila. Imamish comes down to this Shaila. The Yidden that were killed by the Holocaust, they're Kedoshim. We have a Messiah, they're Kedoshim. I don't know, I grew up, they were Kedoshim. 6 million Kedoshim. 6 million Kedoshim. If they're Kedoshim, so how far does that go? It means it's this Rambam now in the Yigeres Hashmad, right? Does it mean it falls into the category of this Maram and Rutenberg that the kids don't even have to say Kaddish? Does it mean it falls into this Maracha Zeruah? This Chiddush that Rabbi Shimon Mendel couldn't fathom that somebody would put out there, Allah Allah Ma'isa? Like, how far do we take it? Avodecha, that's Mefurish. There you can, that's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Zayin. That's a Ramah, Metashach, and a Goyin, and that's a Chuvah Chassam Sefer. That's not negotiable. Even though there were Meis B'Teich Rishon, many. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. It's neither here nor there. It's irrelevant. Now but we know that Kedoshim. So the question is, how far does this go? It's a fascinating topic. And of course, this is something that, you know, the Olam tumbled about a little bit, right? Not so long ago, about a year and 3 months ago, right? This was a very big tumult. A lot of people didn't know how to make sense of people that were killed by Reutzchim, by Hamas and these terrorists. And, you know, people there died. They were maced by Teich Risham. They were Meis B'Teich Risham. You can't argue that. But you also can't argue Sanhedrin Mem Zayin, and you can't argue all these Maram Mekoymas. Now, does it go to the Bechina of Harugei Lud? I feel that you reach that Madrega? There's some gray area in the Sugya, but there's also some area in the Sugya that's not gray at all. I think it's a fascinating topic. And we are going to stop here.